right, we're back.
Well, thank you for bringing us back like that, Adrian. I like how you... All right, we're back.
Well, why don't I take over the show for the next hour?
Is that what you want?
No.
What would you have done if I didn't show up?
Oh, you just did one.
What would you have done if I didn't show up?
I was actually planning that in my head because, you know, you weren't picking up. I didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
And so I was sort of structuring how I was going to introduce the show. I was like, hey, everybody, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Adrian, the sound guy. And I was going to do like the...
Oh, God.
And then all of a sudden, I was going to be like,
scary.
Rick is running a little bit late, but I am going to be your host for the next 20 minutes. So feel free to call in at 1-800-893-9562.
Wow.
And as well as Facebook me, and we will, you know, that's when I...
Amazing.
I mean, I would have got the gist of it. I would have talked about the movies that I saw. I would have gone into my reviews.
What have I created?
Technology is pretty amazing.
Oh, wow. This is why I'm the sound guy.
Well, yeah, that's why I wanted to start the news segment. And now, Rick Esqueda, because Rob DeRocha is dead.
You can't do that.
Hold on a second. Yes, today's news. Can you believe this? One more time again. School shooting terror in Atlanta. What the hell's going on?
Really?
Another one.
When?
A suspect was taken in custody Tuesday moments after police responded to a call of shots being fired in an Atlanta area school in DeKalb County, officials said. Man, that's crazy. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
In high school?
I think it was a middle school. An elementary school.
How old was the...
Suspect was 20. Accused of firing an assault rifle at an elementary school in a confrontation that forced the evacuation of 800 or more students.
Did anybody get hurt?
Nobody. No one was injured.
Good.
That's great.
Now,
you know what? I'm wondering. I don't know the actual details as to what happened. We'll be learning more throughout the days. But I'm wondering if somebody, like, with a gun caught the guy with a gun. Because that's the big deal. They want to put, like, more police with guns on campus, on schools across the nation.
Even in elementary schools?
Even in elementary schools.
Hmm.
And so I'm wondering if that, you know, what made this guy... First of all, great thing that this guy sucked at what all these other guys have been doing, and he didn't kill anybody. Incident came as schools around the country are resuming in fall academic. Oh, yeah. Shit, man. And school's just starting.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Ridiculous.
Sort of a lighter fact?
Well, that was top news.
That was top. Okay.
That was, I mean, I'm just going down the list. But go ahead.
This one might not be top news, but...
You could come in with your corny news. I don't care.
It's not corny. It's actually pretty hilarious. Ohio man finds 285 pounds of marijuana stashed in gun safe. So, a man in Western Ohio found 285 pounds of marijuana stuffed into a Mexican-made gun storage safe that he recently purchased on the internet, authorities said. The 1,000-pound steel safe ordered from Champion Safe Company of Provo, Utah, was made in Nogales, Mexico, and shipped by truck from Mexico to Champion's warehouse near Mansfield, Ohio, Shelby County Sheriff John Linhart said on Sunday. How do you not notice there's 200 pounds of weed?
In a gun? How do you stick 200 pounds of weed in a gun?
In a gun safe.
Oh, in a gun safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, you should have checked the safe first.
My guess is that it's not the first time it's happened. Apparently... The DEA would normally not be interested in what is considered by federal agents to be a relatively small amount of marijuana, but the DEA is interested in learning more about the delivery method and size of such an operation. I mean, if it was really that easy just to stick weed in a safe and just ship it across the states.
Uh-huh.
I mean, wow. Talk about saying fuck you to the DEA if it's really that easy.
Where did he buy it off? eBay?
He bought it online. But the company is located in Mexico.
Ah.
But it's a safe. You think, like, wouldn't that, like, go through?
So what did they send it through? Was it FedEx or UPS?
I don't... I think it's just personal delivery.
Was it MexX?
MexX? Yeah.
It was MexX.
MexX.
I think it was MexX.
Hmm. But let's see.
Hey, you want a safe? I got a safe for you, man. All you got to do is just enter your credit card and I'll send you the safe. Wink, wink.
Here's an interesting...
They even have a commercial for it, I'm sure.
Here's
just to hide
an interesting... earn more money when you have more sex, study says. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean prostitution.
I'm getting ripped off here. Hold on a second.
Okay. There is a monotonic relationship between the frequency of sexual activity and wage returns. Nick Draitakis, a senior economics lecturer at Anglia Ruskin University in England, wrote in the paper for the International Journal of Manpower. When people are having sex regularly, they're happier, stronger, eat better, and exercise more, researchers have found. Draitakis called sexual activity a barometer for several characteristics an employer would want in a worker or traits that could make someone a better worker. Being sexually active is a proxy for good health, and that's itself. It's correlated with having a higher energy for everything, including work.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Physical and mental health, as well as personality characteristics, are important factors that affect wages.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
What do you think about that?
I think they're just trying to make a story. That's what I think. I think they're just trying to make a story, so they're just trying to get something going, get people thinking. But let's talk about Yasiel Puig. Yasiel Puig is a Cubano with the Dodgers. And he was suspended, right?
Mm-hmm.
And benched and fined. Comes back to play, and guess what happens? He hits a home run.
Oh.
Dodgers had a 5-4 lead over Marlins right now.
There we go. Dodgers are killing it, man.
Yes, they're taking off. They're doing good.
On a winning streak.
Yes, they are.
We're number one, aren't we?
You know, I used to have this friend, he used to say, man, I don't get it when people say we are number one, aren't we? He would always say, cause I know I'm a fan, but I'm not the one out there fucking taking the ball, you know, hitting it, playing the ball. So he goes, I never say we. And ever since he told me that, I never say we either. I just, yeah, the Dodgers are winning. The Dodgers are doing great. I'm not a Dodger player. I'm a Dodger fan. So. I'll be watching the Dodgers do better. What's going on in Egypt? I don't know what's going on, but my travel agent told me I can afford my vacation to Egypt now. Because that joke's working good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's working good. It's the first thing I say. I start the show. Hey, I'm excited because my travel agent said that I can afford that vacation to Egypt I've been wanting. And then people start laughing or they don't laugh. And if they don't laugh, I said, well, nobody here watches the news. I can tell. nobody here knows what's going on in one of the most important countries in the Middle East right now. I mean, 800, how can you not like worry a little bit? 800 to 1,000 people just mauled down, just killed with just guns.
Just random bullets, right?
Random bullets just... And innocent people protesting. Okay? I'm not for the Muslim Brotherhood, whatever. But still, I now am kind of understanding them. You know what I mean? I can understand them now because how can you just... They're protesting. How can you just kill them?
Yeah, it's a pretty insane situation over there.
It's bad.
Really bad.
It's bad. And Egypt is a very important country. I mean, a very historical country.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's where the world started because they say China is where a lot of stuff started. And that's when they always say the Orient. And, you know, when you're in China, you go west.
Right.
And so they were just venturing west a lot. So they say that the first ones, the first communities, the first populations were kind of like in China area. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true either. But I know Egypt goes way back.
Hasn't the U.S., though, kind of kicked in for things?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Less than that in the past, you know?
The U.S. has aided Egypt with the military stuff, okay?
Yeah.
And so they give them the weapons for the military. They give them all the stuff they need. I don't know about all, but most. And so they're being judged right now. The U.S. is being judged as to, okay, now they're mauling them. You know, they're killing people with the weapons you gave them. So what are you going to do? And so Obama's coming in and saying, well, we're going to stop. We can't completely stop it. Because if you and they were trying to explain this on the radio. I heard this today. They're saying that if you completely stop it, there are companies that are sending stuff over and getting paid on credit.
Right.
So stuff over and paid on credit means there's already a process going and you can't just stop it. Because then somebody owes somebody money, or I don't get it.
The language they used, though, was something like, we're going to cease military exercises or something like that.
Oh, yeah. They were stopping the military exercises.
Yeah.
Like the training.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because they're already trained. They're already trained enough.
Yeah.
And really,
and it's you don't need too many skills to just like wave a firing rifle in a crowd of people.
And fight against people who don't have weapons.
Yeah.
And fight against people who have rocks and sticks and a sign that says, hey, I want to be heard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not right. It's not right what's going on. The U.S. backing it. I mean, they say they're not. They have no control in it. They just kind of gave the products. They'll stop something small like the training. Hey, how about this? We'll stop making the booklets. How about that? Okay. We'll stop making the booklets and that'll do it. That'll take care of it.
Well, you know, here's an interesting story.
I'm not done with mine. This guy. You mean you have nothing to say about the Egypt? Just say it.
I try to avoid those things.
Okay. These are the people that drive me nuts. These are people that drive me nuts. I try to avoid those things.
Dude, yeah. I was way closer than you were for the last 4 years of my life.
Okay, and that surprises me even more.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was surrounded by that. I heard that in the news every single day.
But
there's nothing different.
Look,
that shit's been going on for years.
When I was in my 20s, I really didn't care about what was going on. I wish I'd go back and I could like, oh man, I wish I would. You know, Bill Clinton was president. You know, I just wish I would have known a little bit more of what was going on. I just didn't know. Because I didn't go to school. I didn't study that well. And then as the years gone on, and I got in my 30s, I wanted to learn more and more. I started listening to things. And now I watch a lot of stuff, and I see what's going on with the world. And it's not a good thing. Everything that's going on is not a good thing. Egypt, Syria, Russia.
Iran.
Everything is just not looking good. Oh, and then we can't forget Comet Ihsan.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, forget Comet Ihsan.
He picks the perfect moment to talk about something like
that. That's nice. And another thing, you know, is this crazy-ass comet coming nearby. Just going to, you know, edge Mars.
I don't know anything about this one.
Oh, yeah. It's just going to edge Mars, okay? It's this comet right now dumping like 250,000 pounds of dust. NASA already gave the details. Okay? I've kind of read through a lot of this stuff. But it's just edging Mars, right? It's just going to come into, it's already in our solar system. We'll be able to see it with the naked eye. Oh, look how beautiful. And we'll see it like the moon, they said. Like it'll be nice and bright, which is cool. But it's going to be coming into the solar system and doing like a boomerang whip around the sun and then take off back into the universe. Now, in that point, it skins Mars, or it just comes really close to Mars. Some of them are millions of kilometers. I'm not sure the number, but close to Mars, which could affect Mars in general and can affect the system as well.
Gravitational pull and all that kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And so then it's supposed to wrap around the sun. Now, if we know how much energy is coming around the sun, incredible amount, right? Just mass amount. How can this comet not get, you know, derailed in some way? Get broken up into pieces in some way.
Or disintegrate completely,
disappear. Yeah. But it says it's going to whip around, and then as it whips around, it almost looks like it gets close to Earth. Yeah, is all the NASA videos. But NASA makes it, like, really nice, and then there's all these skeptical people on the internet making it look horrible. Like, hey, it can really do something here, mess up our satellites, mess up our electric grids, a lot of stuff. And so what I noticed is that another thing is it leaves a trail of space dust, which is really like rocks, like giant, like rocks like that, bunch of them. And what can happen is when it leaves that trail and then Earth passes through it.
Oh, interesting.
Something interesting can happen there. So there's like a lot of variables. And then there's the question of, okay, let's say they saw proof that the comet would hit Earth and mess up the world as it is. Do you think they'd really say anything? And then there's always the no.
Well, I mean, look, we just...
Yeah, I that's a weird one, right? Because I don't think they would say anything, right? Because
they wouldn't.
Would just be mass hysteria if everybody knew that...
I wouldn't be here right now.
Of course.
You wouldn't be here right now. We wouldn't be here right now if it was said. Like, here's the proof. This is what's going to happen. And so it's interesting. I find that interesting stuff. So I'll be all over YouTube, like, seeing different videos, kind of... Not really making a final judgment on it, but just kind of seeing what's going on out there from many different angles. And NASA's angle is very interesting.
Like, well, it's interesting that they're the authorities. So if they're putting out the information, it's...
Well, then the skeptical people are like, well, notice how Earth slows down. They're like, do you think this video has been played with? Notice how Earth slows down.
Yeah.
And so all these skeptical people, what are they called?
Conspiracy theorists.
They're just coming up with all these things. And I find that sometimes interesting that people work a lot of time on that, you know, and it entertains me. And this is my thing about science, okay? Science is the universe has a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of asteroids flying around, okay? And when you think of math, I don't know if you were good at math, but when you think of math and geometry and like all these objects kind of flying around each other, there's percentages and chances, right, of it, you know, hitting or rock slamming or whatever it may be. There's just huge numbers.
Yeah.
It's huge numbers. And it just sounds way too beautiful of a life for Earth to miss all this anarchy.
Okay. All right. Well, let me tell you one thing. All right. In 2009, I did a lot of research as far as, you know, catastrophic situations that would happen in 2012. One of them was Planet X/Planet Nibiru. That's not mine. But anyways, so great sound right there, but I'm like, let me tell you something. So yeah, I don't believe it's Planet X. I don't believe it's Planet Nibiru. For one, they say it's brighter than the moon. Okay, that is the size of the Jupiter, but that is also a figure of speech.
That's another planet. That's something else. That's not Comet Ison.
That is Comet Ison. They're saying Comet Ison is Planet Nibiru. Remember that whole...
Yeah, because all the Planet Nibiru people are noticing they were wrong.
Yeah, but...
But a comet is a comet.
But, dude, okay, a comet is a comet. Yeah, fine.
A comet is not a planet. A planet, they were saying, was kind of shading in and getting really close. This comet is flying.
Oh, my God. Dude. Two days ago, he was like, check this video out. He showed me this video of the comet, and this guy was like photoshopping it where he's like grabbing different layers and showing, it seems that it's not just the size of this comet. It actually has a different shape. What is that shape? It kind of looked like a spaceship per se, or it kind of looked like it was circulating, like it was kind of coming into like a circular shape. And they were like, could this be a NASA conspiracy where, you know, it's really Planet Nibiru and they're just hiding it from us? And so they photoshopped a bunch of like little stars and planets around it or whatnot. And I'm like, dude, like we would be able to see, like if the theory of Planet Nibiru was true, we would be able to see Planet Nibiru right now. It's so fucking big, apparent, you know, from what they've said. And there's people that literally, I remember this because I watched this like not too long ago when I was doing my own research on it. These groups of people that do believe in Nibiru, and they had like group sessions. They would talk about it. They would literally have like, so 2,000 years ago or like 350,000 years ago, this planet actually did pass by once before. And now it's circulating again, and it comes by every, I think it was 3,600 years or three, or I think it was every 36,000 years, which makes me laugh thinking of how they can actually know how what's going on 36,000 years ago. But yeah, apparently this whole Nibiru thing, all these people thought it was going to come around 2012. It was coming around 2012. That was the end of time, whatnot. Guess what? Nothing happened. I want to see what happened.
Because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no good loser like you.
What was that for? That was mean.
So, we come to our favorite part of the show.
Really? Really?
Adrian's
Is
movie.
This how you shut me up?
Yes. Adrian's going to the movies, and he's going to tell us what he sees out there that is worth your time to go see and our time to listen to him.
All right.
Actually talk so much about his stories and his movies.
Fuck you, okay? Fuck you first off. You're just pissed off that I actually know something about Nibiru, and you're like, it's a comet, though.
What movie you seen, Adrian?
Well, which I have to add for a fact, forecast for potential comet of the century looks dim. That's what they say.
So, that's what they want you to hear.
Yeah, yeah, conspiracy theories.
They have control over the news.
I know.
Don't you know that?
I know.
Come on.
Yeah, that's why The Hobbit's coming out in December, right?
I didn't get that, but go on.
Okay. Yeah, that's why they're planning wide releases for like all these other movies. You know, there's a comet's coming around the corner. But yeah, so I got Elysium.
Elysium.
All right.
With Matt Damon.
Yeah. Now, obviously, these reviews are. Turn the music down, please.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Can you work
good.
With that?
Yeah, I can work with that. It's nice. You know, it's simmering in the background.
Thank you. Learn about that too.
Turn the volumes down. I'm a lot better than you are. That's for sure, young man.
Go ahead.
So. Summer is ending, and I'm going to review a few films that have been out for a couple of weeks already, but either way, you can still catch them in the theater, and I would suggest that you should catch them if you haven't caught them already. One will be Elysium, which did come out a couple of weeks ago. I didn't have a chance to see it because I was pretty busy doing Ray's 50th birthday party, and among that, working at the ArcLight in general. So,
You never wanted to mention where you worked at, but go ahead.
Yeah, I had a chance to finally get back and watch all the movies that I had to watch. So Elysium, that was a great sci-fi flick. I gave it a 7 out of 10 just for the fact that, yeah, Matt Damon rocks. And it's like this hidden message of illegal immigration, immigration and just like, you know, how if you're rich and disease-free, you can live in Elysium. And if you are...
Oh, it's futuristic. What years does it take place?
Takes place like in 2139 or something like that. And LA is completely like it's not LA anymore.
It's burnt down.
It's Mexico.
It's Mexico.
The way it should have been.
Did a comet ever hit Earth?
No.
Okay.
There's a desert town. LA is like what it would have been. If Los Angeles and everything, if they was still part of Mexico.
Okay, and then what happens?
He gets into a room where he works basically where they build robots. And he gets stuck in a room where radiation was coming out.
Okay, don't give away the whole movie now.
No, that's part of the plot.
Okay. So,
and he needs to get to Elysium because in Elysium... there are certain devices that can cure any sort of illness that you may have.
Okay.
It can cure leukemia, it can cure cancer, it can cure anything that you can think of.
Okay.
And so he has to get there in order to survive.
All right.
And then it just becomes a bigger thing than that. And that's where when you watch the movie, you will see very typical plot, but you know, the acting is cool. The action scenes are great. The visual effects are amazing. The sound engineering was brilliant in my own opinion. So I give it a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Elysium.
Elysium.
7 out of 10. You hear that,
people? Check it out before the summer ends. It's fun, and you have a great time. Let's go into a Woody Allen kind of crowd, if there's any Woody Allen fans around here. Yes. Blue Jasmine. That is an amazing... work of art.
Blue Jasmine.
It is absolutely I have to say, one of my favorite films of the year.
Okay. And why is that?
Because
Woody Allen?
Woody Allen. It starts.
Yes.
It stars Cate Blanchett, Louis C.K. And
Louis C.K.'s in it, huh?
Louis C.K.'s in it. And the comedian you were telling me about.
Oh, Andrew Dice Clay.
Andrew Dice Clay's in it. Yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay was in it, huh?
Yeah. So cool. among other actors that are pretty respectful.
Okay.
Not as big, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And so
what's it about? Oh, wait, you said you told me.
Alec
it was kinda
Baldwin.
Like,
Alec Baldwin is in it too. I'm sorry.
Oh, how can you leave him out?
I'm tired. So
okay.
That is the story about Alec Baldwin and Cate Blanchett, who were a pretty rich couple. And then the story starts off where Cate Blanchett is going to go back to live with her sister because eventually...
Again, don't tell the whole story.
You find out in the trailer, bro. Believe me, I'm not my first review.
Okay.
So you find out that his husband was, in fact, laundering money.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing bank fraud and taking investors' money and using it for himself.
Okay.
So... that's where the plot starts off. That's where the beginning of the movie starts off. And Cate Blanchett is just a living wreck. She's just an alcoholic, taking pills.
What years does this take place?
This takes place in today.
Okay.
So the thing that is so amazing about this movie is
Who does Andrew Dice Clay play?
She plays the ex-husband of Cate Blanchett's sister.
Okay.
Who invested money into Alec Baldwin's business that was supposedly in the Bahamas.
All right. That's enough.
Irrelevant.
Okay.
So at the end, Cate Blanchett's performance is by far the best of the year.
Okay. They say it's the best movie out there right now.
Yeah. If she doesn't win, if she's not even nominated for the Oscars, I'm not going to watch the Oscars.
Okay.
Period. It's...
why? You're going to protest?
No, I'm
not
going to
shot.
I mean, fuck them. I'm not going to give them the attention. But
okay.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
Okay, so what do you give Blue Jasmine, a 10?
I give it 10.
Oh, a 10.
I give it a 10.
Wow, Blue Jasmine gets a 10.
Yep.
What's the next movie?
The next movie is going to be...
Kick-Ass?
Kick-Ass 2. That is recent, so yes. That just came out this last weekend. Alrighty. And now Kick-Ass 2. That was fun. It's gotten some pretty up and down reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, unfortunately.
Oh, really? Some people didn't like it, huh?
No. Now, I'm only going to assume that's just for the comic book fans. So they got into the whole spiel that it was probably not the way it should have been in the comics.
Okay.
Personally, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I thought it was fun. It was just raunchy and very violent, I have to say.
Ooh.
I understand where Jim Carrey was coming from at that point.
He didn't want to have any part of this movie.
He didn't. And I can
He's
understand.
He's not promoting it.
I can understand why.
Yeah.
It's very violent.
Really?
Very. Very.
But you violent. Like that.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Now, when it comes to the subject.
Not for kids at all.
No, okay. No. I mean, there's kids in the movie, which is funny.
But what rate is it? Is it rated R?
Rated R.
Okay. But I'm sure kids like want to go see it, and the parents are like, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's got a bunch of... the whole storyline of Kick-Ass in general is a bunch of high school kids who want to be superheroes.
Got it.
And then there's obviously people that are in their 30s and 40s who want to be superheroes, too. And
got
so they,
it.
There's just... I can't even put in words. There's a huge amount of superheroes from the Daywalkers to the... to Sergeant, Stars and Stripes, which is Jim Carrey's role. He plays like an American soldier superhero.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he used to be a mob boss. And so, it's fun. It's fun. I give that an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
I give that an 8 out of 10 for my own personal enjoyment. But that depends on the comic book fans, and that depends on people who just want to have a good time at the movies. I had a great time.
Right.
So I totally recommend it. Here's one film that I will not recommend.
This is your last one?
This is, yes.
Okay.
This is the last one.
Good. What is it?
Jobs.
Jobs. Oh, Steve Jobs movie.
Yes.
Oh, with Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher.
Yeah.
Kutchie. Ashton Kutchie.
Ashton Kutchie. Wutchie. God, dude.
Jobs the movie.
That movie pissed the shit out of me.
Oh, why?
Because it's just...
It's just nothing, huh?
It's nothing. It has nothing to do about Steve Jobs.
It's just Ashton Kutcher looking like all pretty boy there.
Looking pretty boy, and a couple of scenes where he thinks he's probably going to get a nomination, which he's not close.
Wow.
But, you know, all they do in this movie is go from boardroom to boardroom, talk about why the company is failing.
Easy movie to make.
Why Macintosh is not coming out. They mentioned some cool little things like the first Apple, and it starts off, first off, the movie starts off where...
James Woods is in it.
James Woods is for one scene, by the way.
Really? Wow.
One scene.
Wow.
And that was it. He wasn't in it after that.
Yeah, because all the other names I'm looking at, I don't recognize.
Yeah.
Don't know that many.
And then everyone is questioning Jobs' personality, how he was an asshole. And the way they started off for the audience to understand he's sort of an asshole is the most pointless scene in the entire film.
Don't tell it.
I have to.
You can't.
Oh, my God. It's like in the first 10 minutes. That's what I can tell you.
Not 10 minutes worth of stuff. I got 10 minutes left in the show.
It's in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Okay. Smarty, so they'll see it. They'll see it.
They'll see it in the first 10 minutes. Well, I'm trying to tell them not to go see it. That's why I'm...
Don't go see it. So when it comes out on DVD.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Whatever way you can get it for free, watch it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just... the thing, like I tell you, is boardroom after boardroom. And not only that, it's... him crying in certain scenarios where I'm like, why are he's a fucking crybaby. And I don't think Steve Jobs was a crybaby. He doesn't seem like the kind of person that was a crybaby. I mean, I'm pretty sure they've done their research, but that just feels like it was dramatic purpose.
Right.
It was for, you know, just dramatic purposes.
Right.
But what do I know? I don't know much about Steve Jobs. That's the funny part. So I can't really criticize it. But from what reviews I've read from people that do know the history of Steve Jobs and the history of Apple, it's all been the same exact response. And
right.
They're just saying this film is for the ignorant people that don't know anything about the real Steve Jobs. And I'm one of them. I am an ignorant person when it comes to Steve Jobs. But I do know a little bit as far as for the fact that I didn't get too much information out of the whole story.
Right.
I didn't really learn too much about Steve Jobs. All I learned was that he sold certain things, and there's certain stages in his life that he reached success, and then he reached the downfall, and then he reached, you know, he came back with just like the uprising of Mac, you know, because there was a certain time.
Okay, this is what came to me. This,
I saw the movie.
Jobs?
I actually liked it.
You did?
And I'm a computer geek.
So
there's the
contra. What's going on here?
I was just about to say
we're talking way too much about a movie you didn't like. I was going to cut him. Now you made it interesting.
All right.
Now it's all.
Just knowing a little bit about the history and how it all went down. There was so much that, you know, there's only so much you can put into an hour and a half movie.
Yeah, there's much more to the story, right?
But the funny part, this movie was 2 hours.
Hold on. Well, I mean, still, 2 hours. But you know what? It's funny because I definitely consider myself the minority on this because most of the reviews I've heard and from other people, they hate this movie for some reason.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I liked it because I already knew some of the history and how things
went down. You found it interesting, almost like a documentary.
There was a made-for-TV movie a while back called The Pirates of Silicon Valley. And it told the story of Jobs and Microsoft and Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And so a lot of those things that came out in that earlier made-for-TV movie were in this movie. But, I don't know. I thought it was cast well. I mean, at the end of the movie, they show the pictures next to the actors, and they looked pretty damn similar to the original guys. The whole Wozniak thing was interesting because of the way Wozniak like backed out of Apple after Steve like started getting crazy and shit. But yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed it, but I think because I'm a computer geek and I knew some of this stuff previously that I could relate to I filled in the gaps, I guess, automatically because I knew about it.
Right.
So maybe that's why I liked it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
it goes to show you that everybody has different taste.
Yeah.
And how much more difficult a comedian's job is.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. And like I said, I'm an ignorant person when it comes to Mac or the history of Steve Jobs. So, fuck you. Honestly, only this.
I just need to move on to the next segment. Go ahead.
What is the next segment?
The next segment is introducing that we might not have a show anymore.
Oh, great. Be a party fucking pooper.
Yes, you won't be able to talk to your friends anymore. I'm sorry. Good things are happening, so we might not have time to continue our show. I know. I love you guys, too. Hey, easy. Hey, close the door. Don't let them in. Close the door. Ooh, somebody got killed outside. They're pissed. Is radio maybe coming off the air? Oh, yeah, sure. You shut up. Is radio maybe coming off the air? Don't know if we'll be back next week. Just a lot of things are happening. I'm going to be a busy cat. Good things, positive things. And just don't really have the time or the energy to do this because I have so much other stuff going on. But also, I want to hear from the fans. So if you really like the show and you really want us on the air, you know where to find me. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram. I even have, what's that thing? Snapchat. You can send me a video on Snapchat if you want. And basically, the schedule is getting really busy. It's getting a little bit expensive to be here, but I mean, that's not really the main problem. The main problem is I want to hear from the fans. I want to hear what they want. If you're a fan of Iz Radio, you got to send me a message, an email. What is it you liked about the show? What is it you don't like about the show? What you'd rather change? If you want me to tell my brother to shut up, I'll tell him shut up. If you want me to have my brother talk, I'll have him talk. You just let me know. If you want Rob out, you want Rob in, you, the listener of the show, all those people that download the show, give me your feedback. Give me your feedback, and I will then try to follow up with you and put something together and come back. But right now, it's looking like I would not be able to continue the show, but I'd love to hear from the fans. What do you think, Adrian?
Well, I think that's the way to go. With the fans.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, I don't want it to end.
Yeah, you have fun here, don't you?
I have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
Adrian
sure.
Adrian opened up his almost entire life here.
Like, I mean, come on.
Spilled his guts.
Guys, think about it. You know, I ended up breaking up with a girl because of this show. I wouldn't do it if I wasn't that dedicated.
Was that the artificial vagina?
No. That was the other girl from Canada.
One you don't know. Who here remembers that line from Breakfast Club? Anybody here remember that line from Breakfast Club?
Yeah,
oh, you never gotten laid. Oh,
she's
from
the geeky guy, right?
Yeah, she's from Canada. You wouldn't know. Mr. Movie Guy over here, you know, I always make fun of him when he says, I'll always say, oh, she's from Canada. You wouldn't know. And then I said, you know why I say that, right? And he goes, no, why? I go, Breakfast Club. Really? You don't remember Breakfast Club? And he didn't.
Oh, man. If you're a movie guy, you got to know Breakfast Club.
Come on. That's Breakfast Club. And that line of all, that line, every guy knows that line, right? Hey, she's from Canada. You wouldn't know her.
Now I just feel old for some reason.
And I feel very young.
Yeah.
So fuck you too.
Yeah. But then he talks so much about like Scorsese movies and then, he, you know, De Palma movies.
All right. Hang on a second. Hang on a fucking second. I'm starting this thing. If this is the last episode, I want every single person here to know for a fact.
All right. We're done. Good night.
All right. That if you... Anytime that you may have criticized me about anything when it comes to film or my artificial vagina or my personal life, I appreciate every single minute of it. I enjoyed every single minute of you guys bashing me for whatever interests I may have or whatever fashion statement I may make.
Good. Okay? And what is that going to give you?
That's going to give me a bunch of confidence in myself. I'm very happy.
Thick skin.
I'm very
thick
happy.
Thick skin, right? Thick skin.
I'm very happy with myself. I'm very happy that I'm part of the show. And this is not going to end. We might go on a hiatus, but it's not going to end. I mean, come on.
Adrian might come back.
I might come back. And it's going to be called Is Radio Time.
Two. Part deux.
Yeah, I'll do it French style.
Part deux.
We'll talk about everything from what you like to wear to what sort of artificial vaginas you want to buy the next day.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, talk sex shop, talk all that fun stuff. Talk what you did in France, what kind of fucking champagne, what kind of wine did
you drink? Let's finish it off with a good, like, press on you, okay? You know, I heard somebody asked me the other day, does he still have that artificial vagina? So I just let the world know, bro. Do you still have the artificial vajayjay in the closet?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I knew it. I knew you did. Congratulations. Hey. Okay, you know the next question, right?
Oh, what? Give it to me.
You know the next. Have you used it ever since the incident?
Yes, I have.
Oh. All right. Okay. Well, the next question. You know what's coming, right?
Oh God.
What? Oh shoot. How many times? Honest answer. I don't know.
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
Really? Twice? That's it?
Yeah. You might as well ask me for the next minute or so. I'm going to answer any question you may have, all right. Honestly.
Okay, ex-girlfriend from Canada. Has she called back?
No.
No, she's gone.
No, I mean, she texted me back, but
did she really break your heart?
I thought it did, but not really.
Just admit it. Come on. She did. It was cool.
Oh, a little bit.
I've had a lot of girls break my heart. It's fun.
Honestly, she didn't. She didn't.
They don't
make
pussy cats like they used to.
No, they don't, little man.
Okay.
No, they don't.
What else? You only did the like six times.
All right.
I think you started realizing that, and you're working on it.
Yeah, that's another thing, guys. I'm developing as a human being on this show. So please, guys, whoever's out there listening, if you want to see me develop as a human being, as a person,
tune in.
I will be growing up. I will be, you know, maturing. I will become a DJ on the radio, and I won't be going or anything. So it will be amazing.
It'll be my.
All right, we're gonna end it with that.
This could be.
Make my pee-pee maker tingle.
Okay, this could be the end of his radio. But you, the fan, you, the listeners out there, let me know if you want us back. I want to take the time really quick to thank Jeremy from Skid Row. Jeremy has been a great, great guy to work with. I just wanted to let you know that.
Thanks,
Jeremy.
Man.
Just a really guy. I enjoyed spending my time here with you, and I look to come back. You know, just
cool.
after I have some time to iron out some things, and then I want to thank my brother Adrian for being here with me today and always being there. I also want to thank Rob DeRocha, Nikki Burnell, two funny, very funny people. Go catch them at shows if you can. Enjoyed their company.
That was for Rob. This is for Nikki.
Okay. And then I also want to thank community guy Alexis for helping me out a lot during the show as well. He was there for me too. And all the guests that were here, thank you very much. Is Radio Time going on hiatus? Peace.
This is for everybody.
We're out.